And welcome everyone to another...
Hey, Jason, just to turn the monitor.
Huh?
So I can look at...
Oh. We almost ruined the Heath game already. Anyway. Okay, so welcome to another...
Another exciting episode of the Hour Bomb this week, brought to you by Kabuki Man Protection. When you need a cross-dressing freak with chopsticks, you need a Kabuki Man, and by Dragon of the Blackpool Chinese Restaurant, home of the original Raiden's Fried Duck.
Wow, Kabuki Man Protection, huh?
Yeah.
I need to start screening these.
Well, you picked this one out.
I know.
You handpicked this one, actually.
Yeah, this one... asked to us.
What did he do? Just pull it out of a hat or something?
I've got our intern that are...
Hey, and we got our own Sergeant Kabuki in the chat with us.
Whoa.
For the first time ever tonight.
I wonder.
Oh, dear God.
It's a...
You're here to protect, too.
Yes, it's our own intern that actually came up with these.
Yes. Who is our intern?
You don't know who our intern is? He was on our show last week.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about Red Father?
Yeah, he's our intern.
Yeah.
He comes up with all these. Anyway, so welcome to the sushi edition of the Hour Bomb. I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, joined as always. Actually, I can't forget, I'm the 2013 TWR Personality of the Year.
We're trying very hard to actually forget that.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. Absolutely not. You know what? Owen Hart was a two-time Slammy Award winner, and he mentioned that every time until the day he fell for us.
But he did.
Wow. Anyway,
so actually, I got to ask you a question here.
What?
Whose Valentine's Day wrestling meme was more wrong, mine or Zeus's?
Hold on. We'll get into that. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Hubbard, joined as always by my partners in crime,
the big bad booty daddy,
the big A Adrian Masters here,
and the Jizz Mopper,
Sweet Heath Jason Heath.
Okay,
with a deeper voice because, well, hey,
quit gargling the cum
problems.
Quit gargling the cum. If you quit trying to gargle, it wouldn't come out your nose.
Yeah,
so,
I am not.
God damn it, the studio cat's in the way. He's making himself comfy right on the only little spot of the table he possibly can. It's like a 15-pound cat, and he's got a little spot that he's trying to curl up in.
Way to go, Kiki.
Anyway, so what we're talking about, in the TWR group page, we have we had a couple guys post very inappropriate memes.
I was one of them.
Yeah, I know of one of them.
We had one that was posted. It said, Owen Hart, happy Valentine's Day. I've fallen for you.
Yeah. I saw that one, and I was like, oh, God.
Well, to counter that, though, I posted one that was Chris Benoit.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
That was that Valentine, you take my breath away.
Oh, wow. I don't know which one's worse.
They're both, I think, equally as bad.
I don't know who you're probably right.
Huh?
You're probably right.
I just, oh, God. Don't get me wrong. I laughed at the Owen Hart one. I thought the Owen Hart one was funnier than the Chris Benoit one.
Okay.
It was, you know. You know, and like it was said, like we said, you know, no one should still be hurting over it, except for maybe Owen.
Yeah. I was just having trouble getting up in arms over the situation.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Anyway, so how long have you guys been?
You know, been better, I guess. Been worse.
Ah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
So you went to see the Lego movie I saw on Friday, huh?
Yeah.
How was it?
I liked it. It was entertaining.
Is it mainly a kids' movie, or is it like... That's a good excuse for me to go and take my son, even though
like
I want to see it myself.
70-30 kids to adults.
So there's some of those hidden jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Kind of like how Shrek does, in a way.
Shrek and Cars and all those kids' movies have the adult-like jokes in them.
Let me tell you, Channing Tatum is Superman and Jonah Hill is the Green Lantern.
Oh, God.
Really?
They were funny in 21 Jump Street, so I can only imagine what this was like.
They're not in it much, but yeah, they both have cameos as those characters.
Oh, good Lord. So, good movie, though, huh?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was entertaining.
I keep trying to convince my wife we should go see it, and I keep getting pretty much told no. She's like, it's a kid's movie. Why do you want to see it? Well, honey, it's not just a kid's movie.
Exactly.
So, hey, we can slide this around now.
Can this be moved back this
Yes.
Way? Okay, good. All right.
Richard says in the chat that they were both equal evil.
Uh-huh. No, I think he's talking Rodfather or...
I think he was talking about the Valentine's Day post.
No, because he posted the... Oh, yeah. Would you get down, cat? Go. Stupid cat.
Well, anyway. Way to keep it professional on the show here.
We're never professional on the show.
We try sometimes.
Very rarely do we ever try. Anyway, so you go Valentine's date?
Yeah, we did.
Good. Heath, how was your date with your right hand?
We pissed so many people off at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, why? What'd you do?
Because we called ahead and reserved a table.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We got, like, the last spot for, like, 7:45. So there were people that had obviously been there for, like, well over an hour. We just walked up. We got the thing, and 5 minutes later, it beeped, and we went up and got there.
Oh, wow.
Call ahead seating. That's a wonderful thing,
yes,
isn't it?
It is.
And, so, yeah. Texas Roadhouse is good. I've been there a few times.
Yeah, I had a nice 11-ounce sirloin and a loaded baked potato with Caesar salad. Oh, it was good dinner.
Mm-hmm. Steak sounds good. Salad sounds good. I'm a baked potato guy. Give me French fries. I'll take those.
French fries.
You and I had a good twice baked potato then.
Yeah. So how was your date with your right hand?
It's called I Went to Gators. And actually, our two friends of ours were there. They actually joined
me. So you were literally a third wheel.
Yeah. What friends
No,
were
they
there?
Joined me.
What friends?
Jim and Jen.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes, you were the third wheel. Congratulations, Heath.
Had some karaoke, though.
Cock block on Valentine's Day.
Well played.
Good job. So how was your date with your right hand after you got home?
I didn't.
Uh-huh, okay. Sure.
Lots of chafing going on there? Is that what...
No, it's called I Went Straight to Bed because I had work the next morning.
Was it that time of the month of the hand?
I think it was.
Did the hand tell you it had a headache?
It probably. You know, knowing you, probably. Get shot down by your own hand. Hey, what are you thinking tonight?
Yeah, now I got a headache.
Okay.
You don't even have a head. I have a handache.
Sergeant Kabuki Man, excuse me, Heath. You going to sing for us?
They want you to sing, Heath. The chat is calling for
yes.
It.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I cannot. Because I had a hard time.
Well, we know you can't really
Friday.
Sing.
No,
it.
But.
Oh, fuck you. You know I can sing damn well better than any of you.
Excuse me? No.
Yes. You're not even better than the cat.
You're not better than Mike.
I'll
take that back. I can't say that. Our friend Mike makes Yoko Ono sound like she's fucking one of the three tenors.
Yes.
Isn't she one of the three tenors?
Oh, man. Anyway, so my Valentine's Day was good. Thanks for asking, assholes. My wife was kind of sick.
We don't give a shit how your day was.
Shut up. She was
Mr. Personality of the Year. Go be personality-wise somewhere else.
I was personality of the year with my wife then. Anyway, she actually had to miss work on Friday. She wasn't feeling so good. But we stayed in, made Chinese food that night, watched some movies.
Wow.
Good times. Then, well, actually, yesterday was our actual Valentine's Day surprise. Our dinner. Kabuki Man. Rodfather. Heath, close your legs.
I don't think they're the same person.
Oh, trust me.
I don't think they are. They gotta
I recognize the signature.
No, there is no signature.
Oh, trust me. There is a signature with how someone
yes.
chats.
Yes. It's anyway.
Trust me.
But Heath, close your legs. Don't need to hear your kitty screaming.
Yeah.
That's how Kabuki Man says it, too.
Yes, I know. He's a good friend of mine.
With broken English.
Yes. Who is Rodfather?
I can verify for a fact that the Rodfather wouldn't ask who the Rodfather is.
You're so right, he wouldn't.
So
maybe they are two
him.
Different people.
The plot.
We need to do some investigative.
You know
reporting.
Who I think this is? I think it's Jake Mullen.
It could be that bastard.
Nah, I doubt it's Jake.
Yeah. But anyway, we went down to Sykeston, Missouri, which is about 2 hours from here. Went to a place called Lambert's Cafe.
Love Lambert's.
You know, I didn't rip on you when I hear about you going to Texas Roadhouse, pissing off everyone.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just dozed off for a minute there. This is normally my nap time before the show, and we're starting earlier now, so I'm a little tired.
Yeah, we are trying something a little earlier, something a little different tonight. I'm not going to lie, going to bed at like 1 in the morning.
It blows.
It sucks ass.
Yes, it does.
So we're going to see if we can't get this bitch started earlier.
On nights that it's not a pay-per-view anyway.
Oh, pay-per-view nights is going to be normal time. It's going to be the old time.
Yeah.
But this is kind of just a trial run to see what's going on. So, So I guess now's a good time. What do we got? Kids Love Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD. Okay.
I don't know.
Good eating. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah. I guess now's a good time. Adrian, who's in the chat?
Let's see here. We got four users.
Four users.
Four users.
One anonymous.
Fuck you.
All right.
All right. We got Sergeant Kabuki Man.
I'm going to kind of leave that one hanging.
You got to give him a ball cut, man.
Yeah.
It's not the Rodfather, and it's not me, so cup those balls.
Cup them.
Cup them sincerely. Cup them.
Nope.
Ballick.
Nope.
From Jason Heath.
Cup the balls.
I'll just say, hi, how are you?
Cradle the balls. Cradle the balls, Heath. Come on.
Do it.
Like the first time
you
say,
hi, how are you?
Yeah. What is that? You trying to offend Native Americans now?
Nope.
Yeah. How are you? You racist?
Dude, I'm part Cherokee as
I
is.
Don't. Yeah, you know what? Everybody's part Cherokee, dick. That's what I think about your...
Yeah. You know what? This is why he doesn't want to say, give Sergeant Kabuki a ball cup.
Why is that?
You have a vagina!
Nope.
That's why. Uh-huh. That's why. All right. Who else we got in the chat?
Mr. Richard 269.
Yeah, ball cup.
Well, we got the big A.
Yeah, you can touch your own.
Actually, I think he is.
I am, man.
Yes.
I joke about this, but in all seriousness, I want to talk about this for a minute because it's fucking gross.
Oh, God.
I don't.
We haven't even started the time.
No, absolutely not. No.
I really do have a giant growth on my ball.
Oh, shit.
And seriously, this thing is like 2 or 3 inches in diameter now. It's bad.
Well, that's our show for tonight.
Oh, my God.
Adrian.
I'm sure to hear
no. You. There's certain things we, A, don't want to hear, B, don't want to see, and... see, don't want to ever visualize, and your ball sack is high up on that list of all those.
I squeeze it to plus.
Oh,
God!
Oh,
what
my
is
God.
Wrong with tonight? This is just all wrong.
Anyway, I don't even know where to go with this one anymore. Like it, you, actually,
how
I
about
got
those that would be in, like on TuneIn or whatever.
And,
do we have anybody on TuneIn?
No, we don't have TuneIn anymore. Mixer, TuneIn. I don't know. I haven't gotten anything that says
Mixer, whatever. Actually, there's 2 comments in TuneIn.
Oh,
Mixler.
I mean Mixler. Yeah.
Mix,
but okay.
Mix in.
You mix in.
Tom Long. Hey!
Hey guys. Hey.
There you go. All right.
Welcome to Tom Long.
Apparently, our status on TWR Network is on the Mixler is I'm pooping.
I'm pooping?
Yes. Are we? Go back to it.
I'm pooping.
Yes, click on it. And then look.
Let's see
at
here.
The top. TWR Network. I'm pooping.
Pooping.
Thanks a lot for that, Dan. Because there's only 2 people that post on here, me and Dan.
Of course, that was 11 days ago. Damn, that's one long poop. That's
a
long
that would poop. be a Wednesday then at this point, so...
Yeah. Go over. You see where it says 6 over here?
Ooh, 6. 6 what?
Adrian, down.
Yeah. Go.
Down.
6.
Over. Over all the way on the left. There you go. There. Click on that. Let me see that.
Let's see what we got here.
I have no clue what this means, so I guess it's not important.
Neither. So.
Maybe we have guests.
There's 2 guests, and we already got the other 3.
Okay. All right. Cool. So anyway. Right. Actually, we have some business to attend to first.
We do.
Oh, hey. Guess who else is
in there? Yeah, Nick French.
Yeah, hey, bunk up.
Okay. We have some business to attend to first.
Oh, God. Okay.
We have a birthday.
Oh, do we now?
Yes. The one and only Paul Jordan turns the big 3-0 today.
Hey!
Hey! All right.
So, Paul, I called in a favor. Called my good personal friend, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
And he...
Wow.
We talked for a little bit. And we talked about his status for WrestleMania, but I can't talk about it. I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah.
However, he did allow me to record this portion of the phone call. Are you ready?
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Yes, Paul, that is straight from Hulk Hogan's mouth, and he just wanted to wish you happy birthday, the hardest working man on the TWR Network.
Yes, happy
and
birthday.
And the true TWR Network.
No, he's the true TWR Hall of Famer. We gave him that as a consolation prize.
I'm not happy with this.
Oh, poor baby. Anyway, so I guess let's get started. So for those of you tuning in for the very first time, hey, how are you? Here's how this show works. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home to get through a whole list of shit that I've come up with in my head. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and keep me from getting through said list. I really haven't been keeping track anymore, so I don't know. I've got a higher winning percent. I win more than I lose.
No, you haven't won.
But shut up.
You know what? We're going to go back, and we're actually going to figure this out now.
We need to have our intern go back and listen to him.
All right, so Rod Father, if you're listening to this.
I don't know if you are. You're not in the chat.
You're not in the chat, so we don't know if you're listening or not. But if you are listening, we want you to go ahead and go and listen to all of our old shows and find out if Jason has won more than he's lost, because I'm pretty sure he hasn't.
Okay. And then for our returning listeners, hey, pull up a chair. You're going to have some fun tonight, possibly.
We'll see.
Yeah, so I'm good. Heath, you got anything else you want to say?
No, sure.
And we're just skipping Adrian because...
Hey, I've already talked about it. I'm good. Let's go.
Okay, let's...
Wow.
Whoa. You lost more.
There we go. See, it can't be. Because now the Rodfather and Sergeant Kabuki Man.
They're both at the same time.
Oh, that felt good.
So, yeah, you owe Kabuki Man an apology.
And you owe him a ball cup.
Yes.
So, let's go. Hey, Adrian, who we got in the chat? Let's see. We've got, the Rodfather.
And Sergeant Kabuki Man on there at the same
time. The Rodfather. What do you got for him?
The Rodfather. Piss off, you wanker.
And Sergeant Kabuki Man?
Hi, how are you?
You're such a putz. I tell you, such a fucking...
You have a vagina! You have a
vagina! You're also forgetting somebody that, kind of really knows about computers, and, it's always possible to have up two chat rooms at the same time.
Actually, hold on. You know what?
What's up?
We got to shout out to those not in the chat
room. Screw them.
Okay, yeah, this week we will. All right.
In the chat room every now and then. We'll give you a shout out.
Yeah. Do you know if Eric still listens to the show on a regular basis?
I do not.
Okay. All right. Well, Eric, you're listening. Hey.
Hey.
Thanks, buddy. Jake, hey. How are you? All right. Welcome. And start the timer. All right. So, Sergeant Kabuki Man, what's so great about Rodfather? He's a cool guy.
Absolutely nothing.
All right. Another Monday night. Another Monday Night Raw.
He really should be our third host of the show.
Huh? I was turning down the mic for the cue of the music. Who should be our... No, we're on, man. What?
Yeah, no, I'm still saying the Rodfather should be our third host.
He should be our fourth host.
Yeah.
All right.
No, Heath will get moved down a peg.
Oh, he'll be our Skype host?
Yes.
Oh, so we want the Rodfather to move up here from Florida?
Yes.
All right, Rodfather, the option's there. All right, and let's get going.
Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take the...
All right, Monday Night Raw, February, whatever the fuck day that was. What was that, the 10th?
That was the 10th.
Okay, yeah, February 10th. Let's see, do I have my Cliff Notes available? I thought I had them. Hold on here.
Yeah, let's see. We got to bring up those Cliff Notes.
I can't remember if I have the damn 5-point preview pulled up or not.
Well, sometimes it is kind of hard to remember everything that they do.
Well, I don't want to spend a half hour of my fucking show talking about Raw.
That's true.
All right, here we go. Will the Authority consider making Daniel Bryan the face of the WWE? I don't know, guys.
Are we talking legitimately or storyline-wise here?
Well, storyline-wise, of course.
Storyline-wise, no, they're not going to seriously consider it.
No, God, no. Why would they? That's only something that all of us would like. Son of a... Hold on, I'm going to have a computer issue. Why are you playing that game? We're supposed to be doing a show.
I'm doing a show. I'm letting you figure out your shit while you...
All right. Let's see. What important happened? Oh, Orton came out.
Blah, 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 blah.
Pretty much.
I've found the error of my ways, and I promise I will change and do better.
Didn't we just hear this like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Probably.
I think so. It was something like that. Let's see.
The chat is wanting to, for the, both Kabuki Man and the Rodfather, asking why you don't like the Rodfather.
All right, I'll concede part of my show. Go ahead, Heath.
Please explain what you have against this very talented, up-and-coming podcaster.
Yes.
What do you have against him?
Hey, remember, he's the one that actually started it all.
We are.
Even though he may disagree.
Oh, shit.
He clearly stated that you fired the first shot.
Oh,
you know what? I never did.
Oh, shit. Richard says, what about the other co-host?
There is another co-host?
Oh, apparently, I think he's thinking about himself, but he hasn't put an article out lately.
Yeah, there hasn't been a new article.
Yeah, we get a new article out, then we'll talk.
Get an article out before Elimination Chamber, then we'll talk.
Yeah. Hey, actually, Rodfather, I was talking to Hulk Hogan today, and I know that your birthday is tomorrow, so he actually let me record part of the phone call.
Oh, did he now?
Yes, and this is made especially for you, Rodfather.
We haven't eaten up showtime for this, so
that's fine. Rodfather.
Hey.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
There you go, buddy. Happy birthday to you. All right. So, still going on and on and on. Is it me, or is anyone else sick of the face of the WWE term?
I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
I was sick of it when it started, but...
Well, let's see. This all started, what, when they were talking about the face of the company back in SummerSlam?
Yes. Yeah.
That was August. It's now 6 months later. We can stop it, for the love of God. You know, I'm just sick of hearing about the face of the company.
I'm sick of it being in conjunction with Randy Orton.
I'm just sick of it in general. I'm tired of the term. That's all.
Because, I mean, really, it's like, why do we even have to have a face?
We're talking about
a
legitimate face of the company.
Well, that's John Cena.
It's John Cena.
Right.
There's no even room. It's not even close.
Oh, God, no. But this is more of the just storyline.
The Rodfather hates Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Well, at least it's not Mike Siva. Or whatever the hell the guy's name. Hey, Hooks is in the chat.
Hey, back up.
Yes, we started early tonight, Hooks. I'm sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
I blame Jason.
Whatever.
We're trying something new.
I'm sorry.
The first time of the year feels that listeners should tune in earlier for the show. Or I can't help it.
You've been bitching for a while that we need to start the show sooner.
I think that we should announce it and give people time to adjust to the new time as opposed to just, yeah, we'll just do it tonight because I said so.
Hours was a trial run. Hooks, we've been on for about 20 minutes. We just started the show. Like the real part of the show.
Yes.
Anyway, so I mean, they're never going to shy away from the fact that John Cena is the face of the company, the legitimate one.
Okay.
Storyline wise, does it really matter?
No, not really.
I mean, no. All right, so we're gonna move on. Cheat sheet.
Yep. Cheat sheet time.
What happens when the outspoken Betty White meets the always interesting WWE locker room? So here's... We're going to just touch on a little bit of this because I smell something with part of the Betty White stuff that I'm gonna cover in another segment.
I didn't... you really thought it stunk?
Oh, I thought it was stupid!
It wasn't that bad. They've had worse like promotional stuff on there.
Yeah, okay.
I unfortunately did not get to see hardly any of the Betty White
show. She really wasn't on there much. She came out and started off the show and said, we're going to kick some ass or something like that, which I meant to get the sound clip of that, but I forgot. And then we had her on with the Divas.
Well, the chat said they didn't have her do another stuff, and that's because
she's like 90 years old.
She's over 90. There's not a lot that you could really have her legitimately do.
I mean, you obviously can't have her get physical in the ring. She was helped out by Big Show. I mean, it's Betty White. I wasn't expecting her to be like half of the other people they've had as guest stars, but...
You know, I think I would have liked it better if it had been the three-man band instead of the New Age Outlaws.
I think I would have been okay with that, too. I think I would have. And I think it's because it was the Outlaws is why I didn't like it.
That's not surprising.
What?
Look, I mean, I understand how you work, Jason. I understand how you're psyche, so you're fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry, what?
I understand how your psyche works, how you think about things. I know how you think.
Okay. Please, psychiatrist, help me through this one.
Well, you're a fan of the New Age Outlaws, so you don't like them being painted to look stupid. They were painted to look stupid, therefore the segment was stupid.
How is the segment not stupid? Why did they even have
to
do that?
I'm not 100% saying it wasn't stupid, but it was stupid funny.
I'm not saying it wasn't stupid funny. It was just dumb. Like, in general, we didn't need that.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that happen on Raw that we don't need. Like a third hour.
God damn. Betty White on Raw, did she have sushi? No, she didn't have sushi. She had tea, actually, with the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, Earl Grey, hot.
Anyway, the stuff they had her do was limited. Most of the stuff with the Outlaws was kind of funny, just, you know. Oh, Montana Man's in.
Hey, Ball Cup.
Yes, we started early tonight. Welcome to the chat. Jason apologized for being a dick.
Yep.
You've been bitching at me for months. Hey, when you get another time.
Well,
hey,
right, but we need to do it the right way, Jason.
It was a
Cesaro way.
Hey, I posted on there well in advance that we were
like
starting early tonight.
40 minutes.
Like an hour and then 15 minutes. Thanks, dickhead.
Oh, wow. All right, so we're splitting hairs over 25 minutes now. I see how this works.
Really?
Really?
You're going to go there.
Yep.
Wow.
The one that always... You're always late for everything. And I'm like 5 minutes late. Yo, well, why the fuck you late? Really? Really, Adrian? You're the one that's going to give me shit?
Yes, I am.
Over saying... when I show up...
You know why?
Late, why?
Because I'm eating up time on this show.
I fucking
so we can
hate
win.
You. Anyway.
I'm doing my job. It's what I'm supposed to do.
That is true.
It looks it's always hostile on here. Anyway.
I'm sick of these CM Punk supporters like yourself that are out there just saying all this shit that doesn't make no goddamn sense.
Oh, yeah. Which reminds me. Well,
and, yeah, I kind of agree, Hooks. And I'm just kind of on the sidelines watching this.
You have 1 hour throughout the week to rip on him. This is your time to do it. Don't put that shit on me.
I love it.
Anyway. Where the hell was I? Oh, yeah. Who's going to be the first to check into the newly reopened Hall of Pain?
Oh, that's why the Rodfather and Heat don't get along, because the Rodfather has a problem with cross-dressing Feeks.
Oh.
You have the right to remain boring.
Yeah,
the Rodfather and Sergeant Kabuki Man are arguing a little bit in the chat, but...
Kind of funny. All right, so... Dean Ambrose on Raw decides he's going to issue an open challenge. You know,
yes.
Here's the thing. I know that Vince McMahon and the creative team listened to this show.
Yes.
Because we brought it up on the show Sunday, and almost verbatim, Renee Young was in back, and it's like, when was the last time you defended that thing?
Yeah.
And so then he's like, I'm going to go issue an open challenge. No one's dumb enough to accept that challenge. And, you know, I think all three of us sat there and thought, Roman Reigns is going to do this.
Yes.
He is going to do it. He didn't.
Mark Henry did.
Yes. Mark Henry decided to answer. I don't even have it handy. I was going to pull it up. But, yes, Mark Henry answers it. And Dean Ambrose does not look thrilled.
Of course not. I mean, for Pete's sake, it's the world's strongest man.
Or so they claim. That was a good article there, too. Kind of funny. But anyway... it was your decent match.
I mean, yeah.
It wasn't anything great. It ended exactly how we figured it was going to end. Disqualification. Mark Henry got the upper hand and the other two guys of the Shield jumped in. So
surprisingly enough.
Who would have guessed? Yeah. After the match, they beat down Mark Henry and Reigns hit the spears on him. And then the Wyatt family comes out.
Yep. And it looks like we're going to get the fight. It's going to happen early.
I mean, it was a pretty long standoff for a little while there.
The Shield was ready to go. They were in the ring. They were ready to go. But then the Wyatts backed off. Go figure.
And did you also notice Roman Reigns?
I gotta like Montana's fan point here.
Oh, yeah. Roman Reigns was right there in the middle of it all. Like, he was ready to go.
Yeah. We are definitely going to be seeing a push for him sometime soon. Definitely.
Montana Man asked if you would be thrilled to fight Mark Henry if you were Dean Ambrose.
Hell no.
If Mark Henry is the, or if Dean Ambrose is the fighting U.S. champion he claims he is, he should welcome any and all.
That's true.
Just saying. All right, what else we got here?
You know, he's been the most defending U.S. title in U.S. title history. That's what JBL told me.
Really? You sat down with JBL?
Yeah.
When'd you do that?
I have my sources.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Hey, I got some source, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. I got breaking news here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
This is about Jason Heath. You ready?
Yep.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
It's according to myself.
I'm sorry, Jason, but that news is older than the fish meal coming from that vagina.
Hey, breaking news. What's
Punk's still gone.
Punk Watch 2014.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, CM Punk's still not here. Anyway. I was going to do that last week. All right, anyway.
I was going to say, hey, wait a minute. Did we do that last actually, year as
Punk,
well?
Punk Watch, they're actually starting to respond to stuff on the commercial breaks.
Yes, I've heard this.
Like last week.
I was going to talk about that in my segment about some more stuff later.
Okay, all right. We'll save that then. All right. Will John Cena's payback be too much for Randy Orton to stand?
Apparently so, because John Cena whooped him like a government mule.
Government mule.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he didn't whoop him like a government mule. It was a good back and forth. It was a really good match. They gave this some time.
Yeah, they did.
For them, it was a lot of time.
They did. But you know what? If we're going to talk about Randy Orton matches this week, I got to talk about SmackDown for a minute.
We don't have to.
Oh, I do have to.
Oh.
Jason, you should have watched this match.
Okay, what happened?
That's what I hear. Hey, holy shit! Look who's here.
Hey, the Blue Wizard, Leonard Taylor.
Yeah, ball cup.
All right,
Sergeant Kabuki, keep those legs closed. Anyway, go ahead, Adrian.
All right, so Cesaro and Orton have a great back-and-forth match for 25 minutes.
Was it better than the Cena-Orton match?
I actually think it was just as good, if not better.
Okay, that's good. Actually real good for Cesaro. All right, go continue. I'm listening.
So, but they gave Cesaro like a 20-25-minute main event match against Randy Orton on SmackDown. And he won.
Holy shit, like clean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Damn, it's about time.
Cesaro pinned your WWE champion.
That's on about freaking time.
On SmackDown, mind you. So, I mean, you know, like four people
saw. Still.
Maybe five.
That's true.
Hey, you know what? Those spoilers are out there. So, I know personally, I would have tuned in for the main event if I would have been not watching chick flicks with my wife for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. That was her.
I watched it Saturday just because I had all day and there was nothing going on. I recorded it and watched it.
I gotcha. All right. And let's see. Yeah, it's good. Good that Cesaro's moving up.
Yeah, I mean, of course, what worries me sincerely about this whole thing is they've had Orton now lose to three of the five opponents now.
Uh-huh, which usually means he's looking good.
He's going to retain, which I hope that's not the case. But, I mean, they seem to be dead set on having this Randy Orton versus Batista one-on-one match at WrestleMania that nobody and their brother wants to see that, but...
Oh, well, what can you do?
It's the same thing as seeing a Brock twice in a lifetime. No one wants to see that.
I'll even give that to you a little bit, Jason. I'm not going to lie. It would have been better if it had been a triple threat match. But this is even a first-time match, in at least in a long time now. I mean, I know they faced each other before, but it's been...
How many years?
Well, neither one of them, I think. Well, I don't think either one of them have gotten much better. I think they've kind of plateaued, and it's not like Randy Orton's 10 times better than he was 4 years ago. It's from Randy Orton to Randy Orton. He hasn't gotten better yet.
I think actually, Orton's a little better now than he was 4 years ago.
Enough to make this a completely different match, though?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what I'm saying. And the Lord knows that
Batista seems like he's... And I don't know if Paul Jordan said this, but in an article he wrote, but I know Batista seems like he's ripped straight out of 2009. There seems to be like no change whatsoever.
So we're going to have the same boring match from Batista. Our only hope is that somehow Orton spices it up.
Unless they put somebody else in that match.
I really don't want to see this match.
Nobody does.
Who could they even put in that match besides them two?
Really? You're going to ask that, Heath? You're really going to... How about this
Jason,
guy?
Jason, who could...
How about that guy?
That would spice it up.
My point.
But what happened?
If they put him in that match, I would see Daniel Bryan winning that.
I would hope so. They knew what was best for business.
Well, it's just like a Kabuki man here. He says Randy Orton is a joke and Batista is sexy. Let's put him in a moo-moo. Oh. I should start screening these better.
Yeah. What am I missing here? Wait, quick. What the hell is Blue Wizards? Is that Lita?
I think.
Let us take a look at this.
We I love pictures. Oh, my God. Lita Lingerie.
Damn. Oh, my. Yeah, I'll take it.
That's hot. Anyway, God, I miss Lita. I wish she was older.
Think so do pretty much all the guys and some women out there in the wrestling world.
Oh my God, she was just she was like trashy,
trashy hot,
just the right way.
Yeah, just the right amount. Who was Lita? Shut up, Kabuki. Blue Wizard says he get to cleaning.
Anyway, really, you're gonna get on all this too?
And finally, will we see a confrontation between Kane and Daniel Bryan?
Kind of looks like it's shaping up to be like Kane versus Daniel Bryan or something stupid like that at WrestleMania. I don't want it to be.
I don't want it to be either. We all know what we wanted to see. So,
but again, they don't listen to us. At least not fully.
I think they're going to, but I don't think they're going to listen to us in time. That's the problem.
I think you're right.
They're gonna try to, and this is just my opinion on things. They're gonna try to stretch the Daniel Bryan thing out until Extreme Rules.
And by which point, I mean, we're not gonna be tired of it, but we're not gonna. The payoff's not gonna be as big, you know.
You're right. It isn't. And
what did Daniel Bryan do on Raw? Didn't they? Didn't him and Kane actually get into it?
Yeah, he was given the night off, and then like he got into it with Kane a little bit.
Yeah. Anything else happen on Raw that was worth a damn? Santina fought Fandango with Emma on Raw. Sheamus and Christian won. You know, they fought Jack Swagger and Cesaro. If they, I don't see those two making it past the night after Elimination Chamber.
All right. Yeah.
As the tag team. It doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, they need to give Cesaro the push.
But both these guys do have solid single matches, or solid matches for the pay-per-view, at least.
Who's Swagger fighting?
Swagger won a fatal four-way match on SmackDown to be the number one contender for Big E's Intercontinental title.
Oh.
Yeah.
I missed that one. Who's going for the U.S.? Is it the U.S. title? Oh, no, that's right. They're fighting the Wyatts. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking he was going for the U.S. title.
So, right. I guess, do we want to get into pay-per-view, or we want to get our regular stuff out of the way?
We're going to knock out some of our regular stuff out of the way.
Okay.
I'm just making sure there was nothing else that we needed to go over, which I do not believe we have.
We hit most of the strong points here.
Yeah. Bella Twins are on Raw.
The Usos got to win.
Yeah, okay. So, with that being said, time to move on, and let's hit up some... Your weekly dose of what stinks. So I'm going to take the reins on this one.
No, by all means.
No, you had something else you wanted. This was going to be your segment. Okay, go for it, Adrian.
All right. Well, I mean, I was going to let you do yours first, since you had yours you already lined up, too, and we both know you were different.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Well, mine this week is the WWE responded negatively to the CM Punk chants during the show.
Okay, what are they doing?
Like, they're having the announcers get on to people about it, and... It's you know, WWE, you're better than that. Just stay classy and say nothing is the right thing to do.
You're expecting the company that the night after Bret Hart left for WCW brought out a midget. You're telling them to say, the same company that had Kane run the storyline.
Well, that's different because A, Bret Hart deserved it.
No, shut up.
They should be bigger than that as a company. The wrestling industry isn't the same as it was when that kind of thing happened. And if they want to see themselves in a be a star world, they shouldn't be ridiculing people for saying what they want to say and chant things. I mean,
they used to go by the moniker that you paid to enjoy yourselves to do it, you know? And right. Have Michael Cole go out there and say, you know, and get on to the fans, that's not the right way to do it.
It isn't. That's kind of my point. Be a star, Michael Cole, and yes. Be a star, WWE.
Let's see. Trish is hot, but she's your typical playboy hot. Lita is fuck you in the backseat of your car in a bad neighborhood kind of hot. Yeah, bingo.
That does sound about
right. I think that's about right.
And saying that over Doink the Clown music makes it a little weird.
It kind of does, so. Heath, goddammit, I got 24 hours left to be nice to Heath. Yes, you do. Anything else we got on here? Right now? Okay. We're gonna get into their what stinks here in a little bit.
Yeah.
So my what stinks here is the skit with the New Age Outlaws. Why do it? Why? I mean, it didn't make a whole lot. It didn't.
It actually did make sense.
Well,
Paul Jordan explained it.
Apparently, I missed this one. Come on, Adrian.
Well, the theme of her new show
is off the rockers. I get it. It's old people pranking young people.
So she pranked them for trying to prank her. That's what it was. There was a point to it. I didn't say it was a good one, but there was a point.
Just making Billy Gunn shit himself as he has to run backstage. At least there wasn't any type of like brown coming from his trunks. That would have been horrible. And that literally would have stunk.
Yes.
You know. Is it me or do the Outlaws annoy me a lot more than they used to? I don't think they annoy me. It's just we've evolved.
And they, I like Road Dogg.
I don't have a problem with either one still. But I think they're trying to be
so good.
Well, I'm not going that way at all. I think that they're trying to be the Outlaws of old. I don't think it works.
Not the same way. Road Dogg seems like he's trying to be more of that cagey veteran, though. Whereas Billy Gunn is more trying to cling on to what he used to be. Road Dogg reminds me more of like the cagey veteran type right now, though.
All right. Billy Gunn reminds me of Shawn Michaels, actually. When Shawn Michaels and Triple H were doing the DX thing again. And Shawn Michaels was really fucking clueless.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what Billy Gunn reminds me of. Just a little bit, just clueless.
I can see that.
Okay.
So, that might be the only time on the show that we compare Shawn Michaels to Billy Gunn.
Yeah. Ever.
All right, Heath, you're up.
Sadly, I'm looking over everything on the show.
Yeah?
That's what you get for not having one.
Yeah, I don't really see anything.
Oh, there you know what? It's okay if he doesn't have one. It's like if he doesn't know if he should have one or not that it's an issue.
No, okay.
Heath, you're unfailed for now.
Thank you.
For now.
For now. I doubt it, though. All right, and let's see. What do we got in the chat room here? Hook says what stinks. They only being out 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah. Only Diva up to par with AJ and Natty. Yeah?
That's probably true.
Blue Wizard. Same thing.
Same thing.
No ass shaking for a month is outrage. Oh, and she can wrestle too. Well, we can get a picture of Heath doing his ass shake. And we can post that for you, Blue Wizard. Maybe that might help you.
We can even like impose Jakey's head on like the photo where he's like sticking his tongue out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got an ass like a black chick. let's see. Sergeant Kabuki. My what stinks is that I don't have raw fish in front of me. Do you want to see... See my meat fly? No.
Guys, Kyle just messaged me and he wants his sign to picture of me.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you guys see what was going on with Kyle?
Yeah.
Surgery or something the other day? We just went to Kyle on air. A speedy recovery. Godspeed to you, buddy. And that picture of Heath.
Say your prayers, take your vitamins, and get well soon, brother.
Yes. That picture. We're going to need someone to keep Jake in check on your show. Your show. Not Jake's show. Your show.
Yeah, it should be your show.
Yeah. All right. I don't think we had anything else. Rodfather, his what stinks is he has to be nice to Heath. Well, don't offer that as your Valentine's present.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that you got Heath a Valentine in itself is a little disturbing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Did you read his rant on the whole the Mike Siva thing?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh, it's it. No, I understand why he doesn't like him. So it's cool. All right, we're gonna move on. Can you dig it, sucker? All right, time for Can You Dig It? Yes. Ooh, Can You Dig It? That felt good.
No, I cannot dig it.
Anyway, Heath, go first.
Can you dig this? I'm not gonna have a Can You Dig It tonight.
Show prep. You don't do anything at work. I know you don't do anything at work.
Bullshit.
No, did you actually get some jizz mopped up today? Some phones up?
Prepaids.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, all right, Adrian. Go for it, buddy.
All right, can you dig it? You know what? I'm pulling this out here because I think it's... Not one, but two different members of the Shield are going to be world champion by the end of the year.
two members of the Shield.
Yes.
I don't think I can dig it, man.
No.
I don't think I can. One of them, possibly.
Okay.
Roman Reigns, I think. But I don't think any of the other two will. That might be the end of this year. One of them might get it sometime next year.
All right. My thought is I think Roman Reigns might win it on his own, just on his own volition.
Okay.
But I think one of the other two gets the Money in the Bank this year.
Well, that would actually be really good.
So what if it actually is Roman Reigns winning the title after the other one cashing in on it?
Ooh, that would be good. I think I'd like to see that. I think I could do that. Heath. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
Okay,
I can dig it.
You know what? I can't really even dig my own.
not even the Money in the Bank thing?
I would love to see it. I think it'd be cool, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
I think it could.
It could.
Jason Heath could also lose his virginity in the next, like, half hour. His anal virginity. He already lost that. There was that one night that Broomstick accidentally went in there. You were drunk. I don't know if you remember.
Dude, even if I'm drunk, right. I do remember everything I do.
Did you do it yet?
No. I'm actually going to play off of yours just a little bit here.
Okay.
By the end of this year, we will see a member of the Shield feuding with a member of the Wyatt family over the world title.
Well, if it's going to be a member of the Wyatt family, it's going to be Bray Wyatt.
Well, exactly, but...
I can dig it. You know what? I'll dig it.
All right.
And what kind of time frame?
By the end of the year.
Yeah.
By the end of the year. Yeah.
There you go.
Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. I can see it maybe happening.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see.
I was going to say there can only be one out of the Shield.
We'll start up here at the top here.
Okay. Yeah, Richards. Here's why can you dig it. End of Raw when Taker comes back. Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Next Monday. Debut of the WWE Network.
This Monday.
No, not tomorrow.
Next Monday.
Comes out to the ring, and then boom, the Shield comes out to surround the dead man. Then the lights go out. Once they come back on, the Hounds of Justice are sprawled out in the ring, beaten up. Taker looks puzzled, starts looking in every direction, stops, and slowly looks above the ring to see the black trench coat wearing, steel black wielding, face painted icon Sting in the rafters as Raw goes off the air.
It's not going to happen.
As much as I'd love to see that, and I'm with Blue Wizard, I'd jizz my pants if that would happen.
I think the whole place would just flip on end if that were to happen.
It's not going to happen. For some reason, they don't view Sting as a high enough priority. And they could be blowing smoke up our ass, and then he could be completely right, and something like that could happen. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I don't either. I really wish that there was, I don't know, I'm just not sure.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Rodfather, can you dig Kabuki Man is here? Yes, I can dig that because he's here. Blue Wizard, can you dig Orton losing the title and going on to face Cesaro at Mania?
No.
No, or I don't know, Orton's not going to lose that title. As much as we'd like to see.
Losing the title to Cesaro and fighting Mania?
No, that still wouldn't happen.
Can you dig it? Cesaro in the final two at Elimination Chamber. You know, sure, why not?
That would be Cesaro's face turn.
That would be it.
Okay. I'd like to see it. I don't know it. Hooks, can you dig it?
Hear me out on this. I got a scenario for that even.
Okay.
All right. So, what if Kane comes out, like, through the ring or whatever, and, like, gets Daniel Bryan and, like, choke slams him or gets him and gets Orton the win, and the only guy left is, as Kane drags Bryan out with Orton in there, is Cesaro getting to his feet, and he does the neck pop.
Oh. Ooh. I can see, and you know what? To play off of that, I can see Swagger somehow interfering and costing Cesaro the match. There's how the Real Americans break up.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Well,
because here it is. Somehow Cesaro's going to fuck Jack Swagger over in his match. Accidentally run into him or something like that. And so Jack Swagger's going to be pissed, and he's going to screw Cesaro.
You know who Cesaro really needs? He needs to stay heel. I'm sorry. He's a better heel.
I don't know, man.
You know what Cesaro needs?
What?
He needs to be a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see.
though, I think Zeb is a great mouthpiece. I mean, that guy is money.
Look at just even
Dirty
Dust
Mantel is amazing
out.
As his character.
He is. Kabuki Man, can you dig it? Heath hasn't kept his legs closed.
Yeah, we can smell it.
Yeah, it's not good. Hooks, can you dig it? Mania 30 will be Taker's last match. Well, I thought 29 was going to do it. I'll say it. I guess this will be Taker's last match. I don't know.
I can't dig it. I think one more. I think 31's it.
Okay. Rodfather says, leave Heath alone. I'm the one to pick on him, Kabuki Man. There you go. See, Rodfather is sticking up for you tonight, Heath.
Well, thank you.
Hear me out on this, because I really feel that this is the way it should be.
Okay.
If there's somebody on the current roster now that's going to retire The Undertaker, you're not going to like me saying this.
Okay.
But it should be John Cena.
Ugh. No, I get it. I do. But he doesn't need it.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the problem with what you're saying, Jason.
Cena retired.
The people that need it aren't worthy of it. And the people
that... Where was that guy that was worthy of it last year, and they didn't do it?
He didn't need it, though.
He needed it.
He didn't need it.
After they fucked him out of his world title,
he needed that thing
to make him that guy. I think if he beat The Undertaker last year, he's up there.
I disagree. Yeah, he was already up there. And I think what really hurt him more than anything else is he should have beat Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. That should have been the one he won.
I don't know, man. I don't, you know. Or you could pay the $9.95. Let's keep. What? What did I miss?
I'm not sure what that was about.
I don't know either. Sorry, Rodfather. So sorry, Heath. Okay. I could see Blue Wizard being right. Taker's going to wrestle until he dies.
And then he'll definitely be wrestling as
the only make him wrestle. If they only make him wrestle one match a year, I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? I think we're good. I think that knows.
In Taker's defense, though, he tried to stick around last year and then got hurt.
He didn't get hurt?
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he was stuck around for an extra 2 or 3 weeks, but got hurt.
Oh.
And they're like, well, let's just, you know, right job.
All right. All right. I don't like the bet this week.
Why not, Jason?
So here's what we decided, because we decided this off the air last week. All right. So our bet this time, Ring of Honor is going to be real close to us for a house show.
Yes.
They're going to be about a half hour away in June. So we're going to go see a Ring of Honor house show in June.
All right.
We're supposed to be going with the guys from Shooting from the Hip.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. The loser of the bet has to take signs made by the winners. Here's the kicker. The loser's not going to see the signs until we get there.
Yes.
Yep.
So that adds just that little bit much of, I don't want to carry a sign made by you two assholes.
Right.
So, you know what? You know what? The loser, we'll give, if the Shooting from the Hip guys are still in,
yeah,
we'll have, let them make a sign too.
All right.
All right. So, at the end of this past week, we had some changes happen.
All right.
We have a new leader.
Who's that?
Finally, for the first time in weeks, you're on top.
Yay!
Enjoy it, because I know you're not on top at home.
I'm a sub. I'm right.
You got 40 points. I got 32. And Heath, congratulations. You dug out of the cellar. You now have 2 points.
Yay!
You're not negative anymore. So,
but still, I am.
Oh, I like this one.
Best.
What?
Kevin Steen has a vagina.
Oh. Oh, God. You know?
I might steal that one, Blue Wizard. I might.
If Kevin Steen is still in Ring of Honor, we go.
If he's going to be there, he just... I also think...
I can't.
I think you should also have a side that Briscoe supports gay marriage.
I came to see John Cena. Anyway, God, I think I like that one.
I think, oh God, that's going to have to be remembered.
Yes, Rodfather, you can still do the Hour Bomb belly shirt. All right. So I took a loss this week. I negative five. I had Orton lost both his matches. Daniel Bryan lost on SmackDown. Sheamus lost on SmackDown. AJ Lee lost on Raw, and then I had my only two wins were Sheamus on Raw and Bray Wyatt on Raw. So yeah, Adrian had a good week. You had you amassed 30 points.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You had Roman Reigns win on SmackDown. You had the Usos win on Raw and SmackDown, and Cena won on Raw.
I'll take it.
And Heath had 12 points with a win on SmackDown by Cesaro.
Yeah,
a loss on Raw for Cesaro. And then a win by Christian and a win by Nikki Bella. So congratulations.
Hey, not bad.
You guys making any moves?
Oh, God, that's bad, too.
What?
Cowboy Buzz drive Briscoe nuts.
Oh, God. You know what? Here's where is CM Punk? That's a good one. When this bet comes up and we're going to Ring of Honor.
Briscoe's broke back mountain.
Oh, God. You don't think they're going to be like WWE and confiscate signs to be a dick, do you?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. You guys doing anything? Making any moves?
I'm feeling pretty good on things right now, so I'm good.
I'm feeling good, too. Nice handoff week.
Yeah, I mean, it's too early. Slow on my part, too, yeah.
Okay. Did I shave my back for this? So, that being said, we're going to move on to America's favorite game show, not Jeopardy, not The Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams in your nuts.
So here's how this show works, this game works. We're going to play Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he will win himself a shit-free show next week.
Okay. It's no doubtful what will happen.
Oh, yeah, don't get your hopes up on this one at all. I can tell you this one right now.
You know what? I'm going to make a bold prediction here.
What?
Can you dig it? Heath is going to get it this week.
I know what the songs are, and I'm not digging that at all. All
right. I got faith in you, Heath.
I don't.
You can do it.
Here is.
Thanks for the faith, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Song number Oh, and feel free to play along in the chat, because he cannot see. All right, you guys ready?
Good Chad Everett. I'm hearing him though, you know. Let's get close to the glitter off.
Alright, and your time starts now.
Shit. I know that one, actually.
If Heath gets one, I'll be good for a month. That's what Rodfather says.
Oh, fuck.
Can you guess it?
No,
he can't. All right.
Anything?
We need a guess.
Gosh. Because I know it's not Ricky.
Nope.
The answer we were looking for was The Ultimate Dragon.
Okay. So I was trying to remember it, because it's like I knew it had to be like one of the luchador types.
Hooks, I don't know if he watches wrestling either. I just, you know. Blue is
I do watch it. It's just that I don't have the memory.
We're gonna be
like
in trouble whenever the network starts. That way, because Heath can sit there and watch old matches.
Well, as long as they don't have like a section of just themes and he sits there and just listens to the themes all day, we're okay.
True.
All right. This one might be up your alley. You ready for this one?
Okay.
You have your lifeline.
This sounds like something from the '80s.
Are you asking your question?
Sure.
Yes. It's from the '80s.
No. It's in the chat. I could be wrong, but it's not the answer.
May have used it, but it wasn't.
This is not the answer I'm looking for. Kabuki Man has it, yes. It is not Big Trouble in Little China. I'll give you that much.
Oh, I know that.
No, Montana Man. I just don't almost want to stop it. His time's up. I just don't want to stop it. All right, I'm going to. All right, and your time starts now.
Ah, shit. Trying to think of who all in the 80s
no, could
possibly
even use
this.
Quickly, Jason.
Huh?
I don't think he's going to get to those answers quickly.
I don't think so either. Rodfather's incorrect. And Rodfather's the one that came up with it.
Wow.
Actually, she may have used it too.
There you go.
Nope. He can't do. Yes, Hux, it was General Tso. Do you have an answer?
No.
The correct answer we were looking for was the Orient Express.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It could have been Mr. Fuji. I don't know if we have
managed guys, him. So I mean, you
I guess we could have went with it. So
well, damn it. So my first thought was like, no, it couldn't have been Mr. Fuji.
No, your third one for shits and giggles, just for these guys here.
Yeah. It's like, gee, I don't know what this week's theme is. Yokozuna?
No. I just thought of someone else I could have used, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything there, Keith?
No.
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 The answer is Kenzo...
Hakushi!
No.
Haku... Oh. Sorry.
No, it wasn't Hakushi. It was Kenzo Suzuki.
Same thing.
Yamaha.
Oh, good lord. All right, so I guess we'll cover the Elimination Chamber. Why not?
Yeah.
Apparently, right. We got a pay-per-view coming up next week.
We do.
All right. Yes. Didn't you just have it up?
I did. I'll have it back up in a second.
Oh, God.
Well, the first match we have, for sure, is the Wyatt Family versus Shield.
All right.
Yay!
Yay. So, I think we've all been looking forward to this for quite a while now.
Absolutely.
So, what? Tell me that. Is that...
Do
we have a pre-show match?
What?
Do we have a match that's been announced for the pre-show?
No.
I have a feeling that... maybe they won't. See, I was worried they were going to put that on the pre-show.
No, they're not. They're going to put anything on the pre-show, it'll be the Outlaws versus the Usos.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. I figured that'll be announced Monday.
Yeah. All right, so Shield versus the Whites. Like I said, we've been wanting to see this since it, pretty much the Whites showed up.
Yep.
And... Sergeant Kabuki Man, that's what I've been asking for months. What is the point of the Wyatt Family? Thank you. All right. I like this Kabuki Man. Smart guy. Anyway. I got to agree with Richard here. He thinks the Wyatts are going to win, Shield's going to break up.
That kind of seems to be the direction they're going.
Yeah. I can see
I think
them.
It's the direction that a lot of people wanted to go, too.
I could almost see Ambrose and Rollins leaving Reigns out to dry.
If I don't think Rollins is going to...
Because that'll keep Rollins and Rollins and Ambrose on the heels, but that'll turn Reigns' face in an instant.
But I think that Rollins is more loyal to Reigns than he is to Ambrose.
You think so?
I think so. Who was his tag team partner all this time?
You're right. And Rollins doesn't go around bragging that he's the best one out of all three of them.
No, he does not.
Which would piss off. Oh, man. I'm not saying he would do it because he wants to.
I think Rollins is going to try to play the peacemaker role and try to keep him from breaking up. And then it's going to be...
Yeah. Thank you, Kabuki Man. I appreciate that. I am a very sexy man. Thank you. I have no.
You know what? I agree, Mr.
I have no
Taylor.
Clue who he is.
Whatever.
Oh, please.
How am I? Look, my phone's right there.
It doesn't matter.
I have no. My hands have been. Actually, my.
Trust me.
This
is planned ahead of time. I know.
I swear to God, it wasn't. Nope. I had nothing to do with this.
All right. So I think we're all in agreement here.
The Wyatts are
going to
win. I'm going with Wyatt.
Wyatt's.
Okay. All next right. match. Intercontinental title match. Big E Langston against Jack Swagger.
You mean Big E versus Jack Swagger?
That's what I just said.
He said Biggie Langston.
Right? Oh, that's right. We can't call him Biggie Langston anymore.
Apparently, the WWE authority has decided we can't use last names anymore. Unless you're Cesaro, then you
just go by Cesaro.
Then not your first name.
Yeah, you're just Cesaro, not Antonio Cesaro. Anyway, right. Hey, scroll down real quick. Let me see that picture of Cesaro weightlifting. Get in shape with Cesaro. There you go. Okay. I gave you my thoughts on this one earlier. Somehow Cesaro's going to accidentally screw Jack Swagger. So Big E's going to retain. Or I got another scenario that just popped into my head.
Okay.
And what's that?
So I went over my one earlier. Or it could be this. Swagger could win this title. I'm okay. Not holding my breath. Swagger could win this title. And then he could see Cesaro almost winning the world title and screw him because he's the only one that deserves to be a champion out of them right now. He gets jealous that he won a title, so now Cesaro's about ready to win one bigger than him, and he can't have that. I think my first option is the better one of the two.
Hear me out on this. What if they both win, and Zeb Golder is managing your world title holder, and we, the people, have taken control of this company?
Won't happen.
Yeah. I would love to see it.
It's not going to happen because Swagger's a pothead. But
But Swagger would be the Intercontinental Champion.
I understand that.
Huh.
Interesting, but I don't think it'll happen. They're not ready to do something. Holy shit! That we would actually enjoy seeing. So, what are you guys thinking?
The Big E wins.
Big E? Heath?
Yeah. Right. Gotta go with Big E on that one.
Yeah, I don't see him not retaining. Rodfather tells us to start arguing. It's not my wife. She's upstairs with the baby.
Yeah, it's not, well, it's not his wife.
We can't see her, though, so we don't know for
sure. Rodfather says, Dad, Cousin Heath, please stop fighting. Rodfather, are you related to these guys? No, but he hasn't got the DNA test yet. Anyway, okay, so we're all in agreement that Big E's going to walk out of there still a champ. Next match.
Batista
against Del Rio.
Alberto Del Stinko.
This is kind of like at the Royal Rumble, where with Big Show fighting Brock Lesnar, there was absolutely no way, no reason for Brock Lesnar to lose this match. Same match.
For Batista.
There's no reason that Batista's going to lose this match.
Yeah, Batista wins hands down.
Hands down. Yep. I don't know if it's going to be. I agree with Montana Man. Who cares? And
it's kind of how I feel about it, too. I think Del Rio will get a little bit more offense in the Big Show, though.
Yeah. It's not going to be. I mean, it's liable to be just a. He gets the shit kicked out of him, but I don't think that it's going to be as bad.
I think Del Rio is crafty enough where he's going to keep Batista at bay for 10 to 15 minutes, but then he's going to get caught with a Batista bomb and it'll be over.
Yeah. There's no reason for any of that.
Yeah.
Hook says Batista powerbomb Del Rio through the table, and that's all he needed to see out of this. I'd agree.
Let's talk about the rumored match.
Okay. The pre-show match.
Which we think is going to be the pre-show. It's going to be the Usos versus the New Age Outlaws. I see the Outlaws were a transition champion anyway, just to get the belts from one team to another.
Yeah, without having the Usos fight the...
Without turning either team heel.
Yeah. We talked about this at the Royal Rumble.
Yes, we did.
And we all
said... I didn't
want
to believe it, but I was wrong.
Yeah, we all pretty well said that the only way we would be okay with the Outlaws winning is if the Usos won them at Elimination Chamber.
And that looks to be what's going to happen here.
I don't, you know, I can't see this any reason why the Outlaws will walk out with the titles.
I don't either.
I think after this we could see the end of the Outlaws. I think if they lose at the pre-show match, we might see them on Raw and then that's it.
Yeah,
They might stick around till Extreme Rules or something like that, which I wouldn't mind as long as they don't, you know.
I honestly think, and this is just my opinion, the Road Dogg should take the King spot on commentary.
Ooh. Get some younger blood back on there.
Yeah. Didn't he win like Worst Host or something like that from our network? Didn't Jerry Lawler win that?
Yeah.
Oh, the I Wish You Would Retire Award or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was unanimous, I believe.
Or it was the worst non-wrestling personality or something.
Something like that. Please retire is what it was. I hate to say it, Jerry Lawler now, nothing like he used to be. Of course, back then when he was what we would consider good, he was doing was screaming puppies.
Well, that JR makes everybody look better, and that's
He meshed better with JR than he does Michael Cole and JBL. So,
part of the issue is Michael Cole is not good.
No, and I think the fact that King is that bad, we think Michael Cole is that good. I would love to see a two-man Raw booth, Road Dogg and JBL. Why not?
You know, actually, hear me out on this. It should be Josh Matthews, Road Dogg, and JBL.
Ooh, because Josh Matthews and Road Dogg were hilarious on their
show. They had great chemistry.
I could deal with that. That would be good.
Or, hell, what I would really love to see is what if you could get the coach back? So it's the coach, Road Dogg, and JBL.
Oh, my God. That would be great. Sergeant Kabuki says, Kodak chopstick in his butt. Nice.
Well, that leaves us with one match left to talk about here.
Our Elimination Chamber match.
I'm sorry. I'm picking the Usos.
Oh, yeah. I'll go with Usos on that.
Yes, Usos.
Okay. So, Elimination Chamber match.
Are we pretty much in agreement on every match?
Yes, we are.
So far.
Yeah. Well, I think we have the ability to see a damn good match here. I think we're going to see... You know, there's one guy that's not on the card anywhere that... I think is how Christian's not going to end up in the cage.
I agree, but I think we're thinking on the same page here.
I'm ready on three. One, two, three. Brock Lesnar. Okay. So
I really think that Lesnar should get in there, win the title, and then fight Batista at WrestleMania, because at least that makes the Batista match watchable.
No. I don't think it makes it watchable. It's just another version of Batista and Orton.
It's not the same thing, though. They've never crossed paths that you can do there. B, it puts
Once
Paul Heyman
lifetime.
In your main event spotlight for WrestleMania.
All right.
So you're going to get some great Heyman promos.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But that means we can have Brock Lesnar as our champion.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
I like Brock Lesnar.
Didn't want to. Well, we're not talking OVW, okay? All right.
That's my...
Maybe, all right. Maybe I would want to see Batista and Brock Lesnar over Batista and Randy Orton.
That's what I'm saying. It's a better match, at least, over that match.
However...
It's not the match I want.
No,
it's
not
the
match
I would
want.
Rather have than the match we have now.
So you think if they pull it out, they're going to do it like they did that year Kofi got in the chamber and Edge just came and beat the shit out of him and locked himself in his cage?
Something similar, yes.
Okay. I don't think, you know what, here's, it's going to be, insert some guy here and Christian. Christian will be one of the first two to enter the ring, mm-hmm. or that start off the match. And as Christian, he'll be the last guy that comes out.
Okay.
And that's when Brock Lesnar's going to attack him. They're going to lock the cage and Brock Lesnar's just going to look at whoever's in the ring with him and be like, come on.
I would almost
Brock Lesnar's not going to lock
him. You know who the best person to be on the other side of the ring would be?
Who?
Orton.
Yeah.
Because these Ortons would be like,
fuck. Yes. You know, in
or another good choice, because it would be, the guy would be like, all right, let's do this, is if Sheamus is the other guy that's crossing the ring from him.
Cena, even. You know? I think all three of them. I can see Brock Lesnar looking at Cena and taunting Cena with the you can't see me thing. That could actually be decent. I don't know, man.
Lesnar's Brock Lesnar's a strong personality. He's just not a good talker.
No, I don't see Brock Lesnar doing the same thing Edge did, because Edge cowered his way into that match and locked himself in the cage in the pod.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar, he's going to want to get in there and he's going to want to tear somebody up.
Yes,
pretty
he
much.
Because, you know, that's what he eat, sleep, conquer, repeat.
Yeah.
Didn't put pooping in there.
There is no pooping.
There's no pooping. He will have to poop at some time. Maybe that's in between
the
sleep
plop.
And...
The plop. That's the official name of it. He just walks. Brock! Plop.
All right, so who's your winner?
I'm going to predict...
Oh, God.
I don't want to predict it, but Randy Orton.
Heath?
At the moment, because he is losing every single match... It's got to be Orton at the moment.
All right. So I think we're going to move on. That's our Elimination Chamber.
Isn't that the last thing we had to cover?
Well, unless we cover some news.
Not really.
Naomi's out.
I'm good.
Oh, well, we actually have one other thing we do have to cover.
Okay.
Hall of Fame. Newest inductees.
Oh, yes.
Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about that.
God. And what? In addition to the Hall of Fame.
I think. I don't know which one this is. I can't remember which one of these is hers, but.
Oh, come on.
This is not the good one, but it's all right.
At least people know who it is.
Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Our newest inductee to the 2014 WWE Hall of Fame.
I'm serving you right. Is she the fourth or fifth woman going in?
I think fourth. Because there's Mula, May, Leon, Mula, Trish, and then her. Lita, I think, are the only four women.
Okay.
So.
Wait, did Wendy Richter get inducted?
Fifth. Who else went in Montana, man? Who's the other one?
Wendy Richter. I just said.
Oh, that's right. Wendy Richter. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So the fifth woman in. Oh, shit. Six. Sonny was
not
in.
That's
six.
True. Sable's not in there.
No, Sable's not in there.
Okay.
Sherry's? Oh, God damn. We're horrible. We forgot.
All right. So we're up to like seven right now. All right. So fair enough.
Okay. All right. So anyway, there's not a whole lot of women in the Hall of Fame. So
still, they'll see that, you know, this many women getting into the Hall of Fame, that's a good thing.
And Lita definitely is deserving, for sure.
And, again, she's like, fuck you in the back of a, you know, the backseat of the car hot. And it's just like, oh, God. I can't wait to see her again. Anyway, was there anything else?
That's it. I'm done.
You know, I hate, one thing I hate about them being TV-14.
Yeah, or they, PG.
That's what I meant. Okay. They don't do the Playboy stuff anymore.
No.
I love seeing the divas in Playboy. But I hear you can go on there and Google Lita nip slip, and you can see quite a bit of Lita's boobs.
Yeah, that's true.
Or so I hear. I had a little game I was going to want to play with you guys, but I'll play that next week, maybe.
All right.
It's easy. I can't give it away to you now.
Okay.
Because it's going to have to be one of those on the spot. Can you play? Can you do this?
All right.
So. All right, Adrian. 15 seconds. Ha ha. Fuck you guys.
All right.
So.
I gave it to you this week.
Aaron. What do we got coming up on the network?
Shows.
Okay.
What kind of shows?
The Talk About Wrestling. We're the Talk Wrestling Network, I thought.
Talk Wrestling Radio Network, yes. Well.
What's one of the shows? What's our next show that we're going to have on?
All right. Let me run this down for you real quick because I know you guys are slow. So. All right. Monday, you'll see a new Talk TNA up.
Okay.
With Dave and his wife as they talk about, surprisingly enough,
TNA. Tits and ass?
No, the full non-stop action.
Oh, God.
Which, I actually watched some of TNA this week.
Okay. The 30-second clip of the TV show Extreme Cheapskates?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I actually watched MVP on, and he makes it more watchable.
But is it like when Hogan and Bischoff showed up in TNA and we're all like, oh yeah, and then it was just fucking terrible?
No, MVP's actually wrestling still too.
Oh, okay. Alright.
And there was a pretty good match between Bully Ray and Mr. Anderson, who's Ken Kennedy.
Okay.
Alright. Anyway, but anyway. There's the Talk TNA with it.
Alright.
Tuesday, you can catch on FTWLive.com and you download from our site here at TWRNetwork.com, is the FTW podcast. Join Garvin, Lee, Harrison, Joe, and Rob as they talk about all of this week's shows and events, TNA, WWE, whatever else they want to talk about on their wrestling-wise. All
right.
Wednesday night, you got Shooting from the Hip with the original Dan Phelps, Michael Classic, and Sean Big Daddy Brown.
Sean Braun I Brown. Anyway, they are 8-7 Central?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're
a good knockoff of our show.
And you can listen to Ku Klux Kyle and the Angry Aborigine AA on their show, The Wrestling Niche, downloaded from our site as well.
As soon as, best wishes to Kyle.
Kyle.
I think AA is going to try to get maybe some guest hosts until Kyle's back on the
show. I heard that's what might be happening.
So he was supposed to have a show out this week, but he couldn't quit fucking a kangaroo, so he forgot.
He was running a train on a kangaroo. And
yes. And then also on the site, we've got some articles. So every now and then, when Richard decides to do an article. We've got, right now, the wrestling's worst gimmicks tournament going on right now, done by our own Rodfather, James Markoff. That's pretty cool. A lot of work he actually put into this. What else? Oh, Classics Angels on the website. Good stuff there.
Yes.
And then, of course, all of our news. Well, 90% of our news. Sometimes Dan posts something. Done by the one and only
Paul Jordan.
Yay!
Our newsweek man on the network. So, yeah. Adrian, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question now.
All right.
If someone has a problem we said on the show, where do they send their complaints to?
Straight to hell.
Okay. Don't we? Didn't you say we had a complaint?
You know, I do, but I ain't got time to read it.
Okay, good. All right. Anyway, if you don't like something you said, or you want us to,
you can fuck right off.
Wow.
What?
And as Iron Cheek once told me, go fuck yourself.
We know it's Paul Jordan's birthday. We already wished him one. I had a good talk with my good friend Hulk Hogan. So, he was.
Yeah, Leonard, if you showed up at the beginning of the show, you would have known we already did that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, buddy. And then I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, yeah, email us. If you want to send us, drop us a line, you want to bitch about Heath or anything else, you can send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com, or you can just send something to the Rodfather James Markoff on Facebook.
Because he runs our complaint department.
Yes.
Yes.
And Rodfather, if someone sends you a complaint, what do you tell him?
He said fuck off.
That's what I thought. All right. Also going on the, what we're, I can't talk. Kyle Robinson. Not Kyle Robinson.
You know
Jesus
what?
Christ.
Hang on. Leonard Taylor. I missed the beginning of the show, so see me. All right, you know what? You'll be hearing from our lawyers.
We have lawyers?
Yes.
We do? Do we cheat them and how?
Yeah, no, do we fuck them and how?
Okay. Also, Richard has, instead of writing something, he's playing a game on Facebook.
Yes.
Thanks for playing
a game. It's time to play the game! All right, I'm done.
Whoa.
Wow.
Actually, he is... what's the game called? Wrestler Unstoppable?
Hide the Strudel.
Hide the Strudel. if you go to Facebook and type in Wrestler : Unstoppable, it's kind of... I don't know. It's a wrestling game, like a simulation wrestling game. He's making a wrestling federation on there, and he wants us all to
take part in this.
Take part. It's only going to work unless we get enough people on there. If we don't, then it kind of blows. But yeah. He needs your help. So I played on there for a little bit. Yeah, I'm like level 3 or something like that.
I'm somewhere in that area.
Yeah. So I think we're done. You can create your own wrestler, according to Richard.
I made El Big A, who is me with a Mexican wrestler mask on.
So it's like Keith's gay Mexican porn star, El Ishito?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, jeez.
You thought that was dead, didn't you? So yeah, go on there on Facebook. Unfortunately, they don't have an app yet, so you actually have to play it through Facebook, and I hate playing Facebook games like that. So,
all right. Well, anyway. Right,
I think we're done.
I'm done.
So we will normal time next week because of the pay-per-view. So yep. We'll be on about 10:15-ish.
Yes.
So
10:30, 10:45, whenever Jason gets his head out of his ass, we'll be on.
Why don't I get you a spoon so you can eat my ass?
I don't have that much amount of time or room in my stomach.
Shut up. So I think we're done. I can't get nothing else. I just want to thank all of our listeners. Because without you guys, we would not be having fun doing this.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, thanks to everyone that showed up in the chat tonight.
Yay. We had fun.
Good surprise appearance by the Blue Wizard, who graced us with a picture of Lita. So, yeah.
So, Jason, what song are you gracing us with as we go off the air this week?
Well... we love you too, Leonard. Also a special shout out to Sergeant Kabuki Man.
Yeah, thanks for joining us in the chat for the first
time.
Please
come back. Please come back next week.
You're welcome anytime, sir.
Yes, we may even have you on the show. Anyway, I've got a song that I like. And I'm going kind of the opposite of what we normally do. We usually do something cheesy and something stupid. Not this week. I am picking the Wyatt Family song. I like that song. And figure why not? Okay. I don't get the Wyatts, but I like the music, so... All right, so once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halper, saying adios, motherfucker.
The big bad booty daddy!
Hasta la vista, beaches.
And the Jizz Mapper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Until then,
you've been our bomb.
You son of a bitch. Toodles. Maybe if I can find the song. There it is. See you guys.
Be prepared.